Last week there was some talk about a possible pact between the Ulster Unionist Party and the DUP in Fermanagh, and Mike Nesbitt was quoted in our paper as saying that he wants to get Michelle Gillery out of Westminster. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the people of Fermanagh are way ahead of the politicians in terms of the Unionist politicians in this. And people might say, I would say this anyway, given my relationship with Michelle. But for those of us who live in the Bogside in Derry and further afield, looking at what Michelle has brought to this constituency, and as you said, and I'm not just saying this because she's sitting here beside me, her energy, her enthusiasm, and standing up for Fermanagh. Like, I came here today as a consequence of about a half a dozen meetings that I have had, private meetings with Michelle, in the background in relation to work that we need to do on Fermanagh, about Fermanagh or for this constituency. It's not just about fracking was one of them. Farming was another. The whole issue for myself is coming in as a city seeker when I took over from Barbara de Bruin. Hands up. I knew nothing really about single farm payments. I didn't have to because we had other people who were that was their responsibility. But I was on a fast learning curve and I had to come here. And Michelle introduced me to the most magnificent people, farmers, hill farmers, that I have ever met, that I now believe I regard as friends. And what they taught me about farming life and what I have gleaned from Michelle, I think that the people of Fermanagh, regardless of what the unionists try to do, the people of Fermanagh will vote with their feet, and I believe on the day that they will come out and they will return what they will know has been the best representative that they have had in this area.
When I was doing my research on you, I was looking up the internet, and I noticed that over the years you've done a lot of work to help victims of abuse. Mm-hmm. So I was just wondering if I could ask you about the Maria Cahill allegations and so on, and how you feel as a member of Sinn Féin and a former member of the IRA about this woman and the allegations that she's made about this very serious issue.
Well, I think that all of us within the Republican family have been very disturbed about the comments that have been made, and the also the experience that what Maria has gone through, and I know that some people who have dealt with that case have had a particular view with regards to abuse that had taken place. I'm also very mindful, as a former member of the policing board, that that when people who have gone to trial, that we have to be very, very careful that it isn't trial by media. And I'm very, very mindful. And it was a sore lesson for me that I learned as quite a new elected activist when there was an allegation made against a young boy in Derry. And we had just become involved in the police engagement, and I was the first member, one of the first four members of Sinn Féin to be put on the policing board. And I came out very strongly in relation to that allegation. And within 24, 48 hours, it became clear that there was something not right about the allegation that had been made. And I can say I ruined a young man's life, I believe, with our reaction to that. And that has made me very, very mindful and very careful about any of us passing comment or judgment in relation to any individual. When someone who has got an allegation like that, they need to go to the PSNI, to social services, and to those people who have got the responsibility to investigate that thoroughly and properly. And in all the time that I have been involved in Sinn Féin, and since I have been released under the Good Friday Agreement, I have never had an experience or have known of anyone who was not persuaded to go forward with any allegation that they had.
Well, just on that, in 2011, you said the legacy of church abuse was worse than imperialism. What about the level of abuse within republicanism, such as the IRA? Would you say that that was worse than imperialism, based on what you know?
Well, based on what I know, is very limited within the IRA. I mean, I have no working knowledge at all of that level of abuse. What I do have a working knowledge of is that, for instance, Gerry Adams has refuted completely the allegations that were made against him, and I believe him. I know him personally. I know him as an individual, and who has the personality that he has as a very caring individual. And I therefore accept completely what he's saying in terms of him refuting those allegations that has been made against him. The church did not refute their involvement when they were involved in, for instance, there was a 14-year-old boy brought into a room and what had happened to him, and making him sign a statement, or making him sign an agreement that he would be silenced and he wouldn't sort of make reference to this ever again. They didn't deny doing any or all of that. But the one thing that I would say, that the Republican movement has been a microcosm of society, and the vast majority of IRA volunteers and Sinn Féin activists and all who have been involved in the wider Republican family supporters have been absolutely decent, law-abiding people who have been involved without doubt in a struggle, and who would have never been involved in a struggle had we not went through the levels of deprivation, poverty, discrimination, and all that had happened to us. We had no relationship with the state at all. I come from, my father was a Protestant, my mother was a Catholic, and there wasn't a sectarian bone in my body. And I had never any relationship with the state, and we did not believe that this state represented us and how they treated us. Bloody Sunday, there is a litany of things that we have went through, and the vast majority of people. But I would probably, and whilst I have no work and knowledge of it at all, I didn't come across it myself personally, but I do believe that within any institution of society, when you look at the church, sporting bodies, the BBC, media outlets, everywhere else.
Well, you as junior minister were integral in setting up the historical institutional abuse inquiry, weren't you?
Yeah.
Would you welcome a similar inquiry to be set up for this, to look into abuse claims within republicanism?
I mean, I think that anyone who has got any allegation at all in relation to this should be investigated without doubt. I mean, anybody at all that has got has been hurt in any way by any individual, I would call on that person to go to the relevant authorities. And the one thing that some people feel that they can do is to go to somebody else to disclose. You know, to go to a friend. And I would say, don't do that. Don't do that. As a member of the policing board, the number of times I had to say to people, look, don't disclose to me. The number of times people have came to me with things in relation to the PS9s, and I tell them, I have to tell you now that you've told me that, I'm going to be picking up the phone to report that to the PS9.
Yeah.
To tell that to the PS9.
Final question on this. The DUP are to propose a motion in the Assembly on Monday calling for an inquiry into Ms Cahill's allegations on the spotlight, including comments made by your successor, Jennifer McCann. What's your thoughts on that? On the DUP's motion?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't even seen the motion, and I mean, if it's a motion to be debated, and I would just hope that people who would come to this debate would do so with sensitivity and with care, and be very mindful that there has been a court case, and there was a man in court, and that he was found not guilty, and that there were four other people who were acquitted. And just make sure that this is not neither trial by media or trial by a debate. That may take place, and I would hope that people would do so just in a caring and a compassionate